Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Who's got a better chance to win this week? Portland State over Northern Arizona or Oregon State over Houston? How about my eyeballs not watching either of those games? That's who wins.
Yeah.
Except for I'm going to watch the Oregon State-Houston game tonight. I'm going to do it.
I mean, look, a Friday night game.
I'm going to do it.
Look, you have an opportunity to get weird. Friday night games in the Pac-12 region.
After dark, baby.
Pac-12 after dark on a Friday night is...
Friday after dark is where I live, baby.
Look, there is no weirder place than Tempe on a Friday.
I know. After dark. I know. That's actually the game I'm going to watch.
Yes.
That's the game.
It doesn't matter how good, how bad, how irrelevant, how relevant Arizona State is. That place just has juju written all over it. That place is built on a burial ground.
As we take a stroll around college football, our next train stop lands in the world of the B1G. The B1G has a decent amount of games of consequence. Dare I say, the biggest game of consequence in the Big Ten, UCLA at Northwestern. The loser of that game is the worst team in the conference. And it ain't close. Northwestern, who just got blown out by your Oregon Ducks, Danny, are a 6.5-point favorite at home over UCLA.
God, those teams suck so much.
I'm going to take Northwestern to cover that spread. I'm not even a gambler. Give me Northwestern.
God, Northwestern's a touchdown favorite. That's just...
Yeah, dude. Give it to me. Yes. Too bad I'm not going to watch that game. The game of intrigue the most for me, you know, I've lost interest in the USC-Illinois game. I had it weeks ago.
It's because Indiana just dump trucked them.
That's totally it. Like, I mean, I'm gonna watch it. It's the best game in the 9 o'clock slate. I'm gonna watch that game, but boy, I'm not as excited about it.
No, I'm not.
I might have it on my laptop and watch soccer instead. Like that's the juice I've lost.
You're
on
a weirdo,
it.
Though. I'm afraid of this game.
Well, you should be.
I'm afraid of this game because
you should be because
Illinois is a wounded animal. They got embarrassed, and USC has stepped on landmines. Like, this is like, you know, when I talk about Oregon and making sure you're proving it in the games that matter, USC hasn't done it even in the regular games over the last couple of years. They have proven they can't be trusted in those situations. And so if you're USC, you have to go out there and you have to perform and you have to not, you know, commit seppuku on the field.
That's true.
Like, because that's what they've been prone to do. Last year, 5 games in the fourth quarter, they had the lead that they blew. You can't go out there and continue to do that.
Yeah, and also, I don't think it's just because Illinois lost. I think it's the narrative. It's the Lincoln Riley. It's the Esser get off the pot. Like, that's the situation. Now,
go out there, handle business.
Now, losing to Illinois because they got blown out would be, like, icing on that cake. I'm not saying, like, fire Riley or anything like that. But your season's lost.
It's not lost, but you're heading into the
stretch. But
you're
wandering.
This is the stretch that I highlighted before the season. This starts the stretch of games that matters the most this season. Illinois, Michigan, Notre Dame, Nebraska. Those are your next four games. And if you start out losing to a wounded animal in Illinois, and then you take on Michigan, who their offense is not good, but defensively, they maul you and they beat the hell out of you at the line of scrimmage.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to come out of a loss, who, Michigan?
Yeah.
Which, again, yeah, great. Awesome for USC. So you
take the bye.
Yeah, they get the bye week going into taking on Michigan. At least they get Michigan at home. But Yeah, this is an important game for this is their season kind of defining stretch, because after that you finish with Northwestern, Iowa, and then you wrap up with Oregon and UCLA.
Well, I think the Big Ten is very similar. You know, I mean, all these games obviously are a manner of increase, but there is a lot of demoralizing losses that can happen this week in the Big Ten.
Yes.
If USC loses, that is a demoralizing loss.
That's a massive hit.
If UCLA, I mean, again, I don't want to spend time talking about the bottom of the B1G, but if UCLA gets shellacked by Northwestern, that is an embarrassment of a week.
You can't embarrass that which has no shame.
If Julian Sayin rolls into Husky Stadium and lays an egg, the sky is going to fall in Columbus, Ohio. It is going to be devastation in that,
but it's also if Washington again that game is the spread is growing. It was at 7.5.
Well, the game is getting bet all sorts of weird places.
Yeah,
it opened at like 13.5, and
it got
and
all the way down to 7.5.
Yeah, it came all the way back down.
It's up to 9.5 now.
I have no idea what's happening in this game.
If you're giving me 9.5. Give me the Huskies to cover.
Because I have no idea what's happening in this game. And we'll do our Northwest picks here in a moment, because I don't know what Julian Sayin is at all in any way, shape, or form.
It's his first real road test, and that place is going
to
be lit.
I have no idea what to tell you, but I also know my Cougs put 28 on the Huskies. Mm-hmm. So, like, I don't know what's going on there. Indiana, trap game at Iowa. Trap game at Iowa. If you come off a 60-point victory against Illinois to walk in, wave at the kids, and get beat,
you go into Kinnick,
that's going to hurt. That's going to hurt.
That place, you don't go in there. We've said this for 24 years, since Kirk Ferentz has been there. It doesn't matter what level Iowa is playing at, you're going to leave that game sore. They're going to come in there, they're going to punch you in the mouth, and I'm interested to see, can Indiana play that game of, I don't care how big, how strong, how physical you are, can we still light up the scoreboard?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you get Iowa chasing points, the game's over.
Dare I say this? This just popped into my head. The two teams in the Big Ten this weekend that could absorb a loss and the sky's not falling are the Huskies and the Ducks, if I'm being honest.
Because of who they're playing? And where they're playing?
No, just because of the expectation. Yeah, who they're playing and their expectations of the year. You know, Oregon's a young team, and this year was a lot of, well, I don't really know what to expect from Oregon. So if you lose at Penn State in a whiteout at 4:30 at night, oh, okay, no big deal. Oh, the Huskies got beat by the number one team in the nation. Your sky's not falling. If USC loses, you're in trouble. Illinois gets stomped again, you're in big trouble. Yeah. If Indiana stumbles after a big win like they easily could in a trap game, that's in trouble. Can UCLA's program get worse? Yes, it can. Getting blown out by Northwestern in front of 12,000 people? That's bad.
Yeah, they don't care there. I've changed my opinion on Oregon. Not only in this game, but in this season, because this season
you gonna root for him? You gonna wear a green?
No, God no.
Green and yellow, green and gold, green and yellow.
But I think if you're talking about we new evidence, new positions, right? Oregon has looked like one of the best teams in the country.
Agreed.
So if that is the bar, you can't absorb a loss here. I don't care if it is a whiteout. I don't care if it is Penn State. Mm. These are the games that you have to win if you are going to be looked at as such.
I know.
Now, in the end, like when you come Big Ten championship and college football selection, all those kind of things, is it going to kill them if that's their only loss of the season? No, absolutely
not. No, they'll still get in.
But the idea of Lanning and the Ducks and what they are supposed to be or what they have looked like so far, this should not be a game that is "quote unquote" acceptable to lose.
Well,
do you get what I'm saying?
I do get what you're saying, and we kind of talked about that yesterday. I don't think it's acceptable to lose. It's not what I'm saying. I think there is more of a parachute in a loss, and same for the Huskies, to where I don't see that anywhere else in the Big Ten.
That's fair.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Again, one loss will not end your whole season for any of these teams in the Big Ten, whether it's your Trojans or the Ducks or Ohio State or the Huskies, whatever. But a lot of these games, if you lose, you will come out of it not feeling great unless you are the Huskies or the Ducks, is what I'm saying. I'm not saying it's okay to lose. I'm saying because we don't really know what the expectations are for this Ducks team. So I don't have an issue if they go in there and lose by a touchdown.
Are the expectations higher for the Ducks or the Trojans?
I think this year...
it's the Ducks. The Ducks were picked to win 10 games.
No, expectations are higher for the Ducks. Mm-hmm. I think what's at stake is higher for USC.
I disagree in that.
Because Dan Lanning ain't getting fired. Lincoln Riley could get fired.
He's not.
But he could.
No. He can't.
He has so much pressure on him that he could absolutely.
No. Unless they lose every game for the rest of the season, he can't get fired. He's too much money. It's too much money.
But the aspirations might be higher for Oregon. Mm-hmm. I think the pressure is higher, without a doubt, at SC.
See, I disagree. Without a doubt. I disagree on that side of it.
Because I think you could even truth serum Ducks fans, and they don't know the expectations of this year. They know what they want. But they don't know the expectations because they don't know how good this team is. That's why you can land on the cushion if you lose to Penn State. And I think the Huskies are in the same boat.
I think the Huskies are 100%.
Year two of Jed Fish, that defense has problems all over it, without a doubt. But your offense is fun and wild and sexy. And so you can absorb that. I think Oregon's in the same boat. I do.
I think where we deviate is somebody texted in, expectation higher in Oregon, pressure higher at USC. I don't think that's necessarily the case. And I think I get where particularly Oregon fan would come at it from this perspective. And I'm not like mad at you. So don't think about it in that sense.
Me or listeners?
No, just in general, like Duck fan, because I think a lot of us, all of us were like, I don't know with Oregon. Yeah.
I got an idea.
But the way that they have played has changed my expectations. That's how I evolve with basically every team. Is like, okay, I think you're this. And that's what's great about college football, is because there's so much volatility, those expectations change throughout. Like, nobody looked at Florida State until after week one, and we went, oh.
Fair.
And now we're adjusting expectations. Like, the expectation is, if Castellanos is healthy, that they're that team.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what they are. You look at Clemson, we know kind of who they are. The expectations are gone. With Oregon, the expectations have risen for me. You go out, I don't care what shape Oklahoma State is in. They are a top four conference program. They're a power four conference program.
Without a doubt.
You embarrass them in a way that you don't see that happen in the power four. That performance made me go, okay, I understand where Oklahoma State's at, but... That is a different level of expectation.
But I think if you pull us out of this market and you drop us in Athens, Georgia, whose life is SEC,
they don't care about anything outside.
And you ask me, are you impressed by Oregon blowing out Oklahoma State? Their answer is no. That program is a dumpster fire.
They're not impressed by anything.
But I'm just saying, I think you have to remember that yes, they are a Power Four squad, but outside of the narrative of, you know, We spend money to win, and the sound bites that came out of all that. If you take all that noise out, it's a top program in the nation, blowing out a team that's taking on water.
I mean, I said the same thing. The expectations have changed for me for Indiana.
If Oregon plays UCLA and blows them out by 50, my opinion does not change on Oregon. My opinion is cemented that UCLA is a bad program.
Let's go back to our preseason bets. When we put our money on teams, on overs and unders. You took, we had $100 to spend, and you put 40 on the Michigan under.
Yep.
You put 10 on the UW over, 20 on the Iowa over, 20 on the Oregon over.
Yes, sir. Which was 10 and a half.
Yes. So your expectations already were higher. And then you put 10 on the Michigan State under, which I think it's going to be just fine. I took 20 on over on Indiana, 20 on under Oregon, 30 on over Illinois.
Which don't look good.
Doesn't look good. And 30 on over USC. My expectations for Oregon were that they would win 10 games. That's what I thought they'd win.
And mine, by this math, would be 11.
Yes. And what is the one game on their schedule that's probably going to decide that?
Tomorrow.
So if your expectation is that they're the over.
Tomorrow on DVR at 9 o'clock at Patrick's house.
Yes. But
don't text me.
If your expectation is the over, then if they don't win this game, it is a disappointment.
If they don't win this game, Penn State needs to beat Ohio State so they could get a rematch in the Big Ten title game. And that would get them to 11.
But that's kind of what. Mm-hmm. Now it's not in your hands. And by your own admission, their expectation is higher.
Yep. Expectations at Oregon are higher. I agree.
Yeah.
Pressure is higher at USC.
Okay.
You want to take a pee break? We'll take a pee break in the ACC.
You need to pee that bad, huh?
No.
Okay.
I'm talking about in our road trip here.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
we're on the road trip. Oh, we're driving around America, checking things out.
Stop at the gas station?
Stop at the gas station in the ACC.
Check the men's bathroom. Go, ooh, that's a disaster. Go to the women's restroom. Pick up a little sushi.
Yeah pick ooh. Up a little sushi. Ooh,
we're making another pit stop real soon.
Maybe. That'll be in the Big 12. Splatter all over it.
That is Big 12. That's what Big 12 country is good for.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.